FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Now, as the country continues to reflect on the power and pain that youth carry every single day, tonight we zoom in on a silent war fought in the minds of our young men. And this June, as we celebrate the resilience and potential of our youth, we also acknowledge the layered frustrations and traumas that weigh heavily on our back as youth, from unemployment to gender-based violence, high crime rates, to the rising tide of substance abuse. But beneath these societal symptoms lie deeper, often unspoken wounds that so many young men go through. And tonight, we are talking about mental abuse. Not only the kind of mental abuse that perhaps you often hear a variety of media platforms talking about. We're going to talk about internal psychological suffering that many young men silently go through, that are caused by masturbation addiction, that are caused by pornography consumption. And these are not easy topics. In fact, they are the ones that we often sweep under the carpet. But the consequences are real, from depression to anxiety to issues in relationships, and also affecting our self-confidence. So we need to talk about some of the health complications, specifically mental health complications that result from masturbation addiction, pornography consumption. And to talk to us more about this, we are joined by Zunisani Baloyi, who is a qualified psychologist, joining us on the line. Thank you so much, Zunisani. Good evening.
Good evening, my good sir, to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
What happens in the brain during pornography consumption and masturbation? Let's talk about it.
Okay, I think it's important for us to be aware that, for the brain has powerful neurochemicals, and one of those is dopamine, which is very much responsible for a sense of reward that we feel whenever we engage in certain behavior. So whenever someone uses porn or masturbates, the neurotransmitter of dopamine is released, which creates that reward system, which we call pleasure from that sexual experience. So this is exactly what other people who have other addictions, like substance abuse or gambling, is the same phenomenon, where that reward system is constantly triggered by the continuous release of dopamine into the brain, which activates that reward system, that one feels that sense of pleasure.
I was about to ask whether or not the brain becomes addicted to sexual imagery like it does to substances, but I think you've already covered that. But what triggers young men to consume pornography and end up getting addicted to masturbation? Let's talk about the root cause of that.
Okay, it can be a variety of causes. One of the most prevalent, of course, would be past sexual traumas, especially in the young ages or in the early adolescent stages, where there is either hypersexuality that is activated in the young man, so they will constantly have this intrusive thoughts about, certain sexual behaviors, which become compulsive and persistent. So there's always a need to cope with those intrusive thoughts and urges. And usually, an addiction like porn and masturbation is the easily accessible way of coping and soothing that those persistent thoughts and urges. But, just to go back a little bit, because it's quite related to the previous question that you asked me, the brain is also has what we call plasticity, which means that it can easily change through repeating these compulsive behaviors to such an extent that it associates pleasure more with masturbation and pornography use than actual real sexual experiences, what we call normal sexual experiences.
I mean, certain symptoms, especially that result from substance abuse, can be visible. Does the same apply to, you know, symptoms that result from pornography addiction and masturbation addiction?
Yes, yes, definitely. I think it's important that I need to mention that addiction is the same throughout, whether it's substance abuse or pornography or masturbation or gambling. The idea or concept of addiction is the same. It's the same neurotransmitter pathways, is the same hormone that is released in the brain, or neurotransmitter that is released in the brain, is the same reward system that is triggered in the brain that leads to this compulsive behavior. So yes, you know, some of the common things that you'll see among maybe people who are addicted to drug abuse, to substances and other forms of addiction, as well as those who are addicted to masturbation and porn, is that, you know, it tends to result in this negative self image or self-perceptions, where somebody feels inadequate or feels this kind of shame or guilt around their use of porn or, you know, addiction to masturbation. It can also lead to social isolation and, you know, anxieties around sexual performance, which is something similar that you'll see among those who are addicted to drugs. They tend to isolate themselves socially, and also they tend to have certain anxieties about performance without that drug. And also they can have, you know, self-image issues such as confidence, self-esteem, and the likes.
What are the mental health complications that can result from pornography and masturbation, especially the long-term health complications?
I think the first thing is the individual themselves. Like we just discussed just now, that it tends to affect their motivation. And just their self-esteem and confidence in themselves. They tend to have performance anxiety, but also it can lead to associated depressive episodes. It can be either after using pornography or after masturbation. When that guilt sets in, it can really drive one to experience a depressive episode, or maybe if they haven't used pornography for some time, or they haven't masturbated for some time, that can also trigger some level of depression. I think they call it in colloquial language the downs, that result after, because of the guilt and the shame of exercising in those behaviors, but also just the OCD around sex and sexual experiences that can result from that can be some of the mental health challenges that we expect to see in somebody who is addicted to pornography or masturbation.
Now, earlier on, we spoke about men who have experienced sexual trauma being one of or forming one of being part of the stats that lead to. Yeah. Or form part of the states of addiction, especially when it comes to pornography addiction and masturbation addiction. But are there any common signs that a young man may have experienced sexual trauma, especially when we want to help, either as an older brother or as an uncle? Are there any visible signs that I can tell?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, some of the things that, you know, one can assess, you know, just to get that, you know, understanding of somebody who is having these kind of challenges. People who struggle with addiction a lot, they tend to be irritable. They tend to easily get aggressive, either because they are being challenged on some of the compulsive behaviors, or maybe changes socially in terms of how they interact. But also just that irritability and aggression whenever they haven't, or they've gone some time without using porn or without masturbation, it can build up that internal irritability, but also just unhappiness with themselves, Also, they can experience flashbacks, nightmares, and emotional numbness. But these are things that, of course, some of them they would mention when you're having conversations with them. And all of this also suggests poor emotional regulation. But also, if you're in a relationship with someone who might be addicted to pornography or masturbation, you likely see that by, you know, hypersexuality, you know, always having a need or talking about these extreme sexual practices, which suggest that there's certain fantasies that they want to fulfill or satisfy that they get from watching porn.
Now, let's talk to young men who are addicted to pornography and masturbation listening to this show now, because we can't take for granted that there is someone out there who is going through, you know, mental health challenges resulting from pornography and masturbation. What practical steps can young men take to reduce or at least just quit watching pornography and masturbation if they feel that it is negatively affecting their lives, because it is bound to, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we need to start here. I think the very first step that needs to happen, and that this is something that will likely happen internally, is that they need to accept that this is a problem. The only way in which you have higher chances of succeeding in helping someone with addiction or addiction to porn and masturbation is they need to acknowledge that it is a problem in their life. That's where they start. But, you know, I think for somebody who has already passed that step, particularly to South African men, I know, you know, in our cultures, we are socialized to be the tough guy as a young man and to not talk about our feelings and emotions. It's just to encourage the South African young men to open up. You know, talking about one's feelings is not a suggestion of weakness in any way, but it helps us to, first of all, be able to deal and cope with certain emotional challenges related to such problems. But also it alerts others that you are struggling with something, which happens to all humans, whether you are a man or a female. So it shouldn't be associated with some form of weakness. But also just to seek support from those around you whom you can trust, family members, friends, could be colleagues or a study mate, if that's the person whom you trust, and just communicate about the challenges. You know, beating addiction is something that you can't do, or it's very difficult to achieve alone. You need to have certain people mobilized around you to help you and support you, whom you can be transparent and open with the challenges and struggles that you have.
Zulisani, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. And, you know, it's always educational when we have you on the show, and keep on doing the good work that you do.
Thank you very much for calling again, and I enjoyed this discussion. Wishing all the best to all the young men out there, and just to encourage them to seek help whenever needed and to take care of themselves.
Amazing. Zunisani Baloyi, who is a psychologist, joining us on the line to talk about masturbation and pornography addiction.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.